This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute?
The business world is sometimes described figuratively as dog-eat-dog. In the state of Maharashtra in western India, the situation is literally cat-eat-dog, where the cats are leopards and the dogs are, well, dogs. That's the finding of a Wildlife Conservation Society study published in the journal Oryx. The paper points out that big cat ecology and predator-prey interactions in tropical regions are typically studied in natural systems. The majority of the prey in those cases are ungulates, think zebras or deer. But in human-dominated areas, especially agricultural ones, you can have large populations of domesticated animals, a big attraction for any hungry wildlife. Researchers examined 85 leopard scats, because that's how you do this kind of research, and 87% of the prey biomass they recovered was from domestic animals, with nearly half of that coming from dogs, many of them presumably feral. Livestock make up only a small part of the leopard diet. For example, goats outnumber dogs 7-1, but are just 11% of meals for the cats, probably because they're penned in at night. Those numbers are good news because they may calm farmers' fears about heavy losses of agriculturally valuable species. Of course, it's not good news for the dogs.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.